I guess when the CD came out, there were lots of interviews and reviews. But I know from my other band, like we just had an album come out, we had 1 month of just total saturation. But then that, you know, that goes away the next
thing. It's hard to say. I mean, certainly we, you know,
it's hard to grow
as much as you can without operating as an independent project here, you know, without, you know, formal professional management that you pay for. You know, I think we've taken it as far as I know how to do on my own. I'm sure there's a lot more that can happen. But, you know, interesting things like this occur. We're making a connection here with an online radio station in Texas. And as a band, we've never set foot in the state. You know, I've lived there as a kid, but certainly Sanzi's never played a show there. But wonderful, happy accidents will happen. You know, we've sold CDs in France. We've sold CDs in Spain, Germany, England. And it's, the word gets around, you know, not in great numbers, but I'm grateful for it, and I appreciate it. And that is what I would attribute to the, you know, organic spread of music from friends of friends and fans of fans that hear about what we're doing and say, well, if you like that, you'll like this. And that's how I discover music as well. You know, I've come into, I don't know how many CDs and discs of great music because another band had recommended it to me. And I'm swamped with fantastic music all the time because it comes at me in a stream, almost like a fire hose of great music coming at you all the time. Matt, if you want to add to that.
Yeah, I think that social media is a good thing for this band because, you know, we can pretty much go anywhere and tell somebody ends up asking you, like, well, what do you do, you know? Like, we do, like, some interesting music, but I can't really explain it, so why don't you check us out on our Bandcamp page? I'll run into them again sooner or later, and they'll be like, oh yeah, check that out, I really enjoy your stuff. Or, you know, the Facebook page as well. You know, a lot of times I'll tell people to check out our page on Facebook, to like it, and, you know, that way you can find out about when we're playing out. Then you start seeing people who you've never heard of, who you've never met before, all of a sudden are, you'll see you got a like on your Facebook page, and it's somebody from, you know, another country, you know, somebody from, like, you know, Taiwan, or, you know, somebody from Canada, or, Switzerland, and they're finding out about our stuff, which is pretty amazing, that social media is, you know, really creating these opportunities. You know, there's good and bad to, I think, everything. You know, I think we could definitely talk about the negatives of social media, but I think that that the positives are really helping us get our, you know, music out there, you know, at least, you know, getting us on the map, you know?
Right. And, you know, we'll just close on it and say, you know, in a positive way, I don't want to overuse it. You know, I don't want to push it so hard that it becomes its own grotesque promotional activity that just takes on the commercialism that everyone wants to avoid anyway. You know, what little we've used of it has been a mechanism to reach people. That's it. I don't want to be more marketing oriented than that, other than make the music available and people who have an ear for it can find it. Make it easy. Make it easy to access the music. And after that, let it go. So there's more you can do, and we've probably shied away from that. But that's probably our own choosing.
It can become kind of tiresome, just
right.
Self-promoting your band 24 hours a day is like, you don't want to be that guy.
You can overwhelm yourself. Yeah.
It takes time away from actually playing the guitar, which is a drag.